1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.
Oh, they're just brilliant. It was Ash, of course, the girl from Mars here on Manx Radio. Christy with you through till 3. It is a Monday, which in Manx you say Jaloon. And is that correct there, Ruth
yes,
Kegan girl?
You can say Jaloon or Jalaine.
Jalaine. Oh, yes, that's the thing. There's two different ways, yeah. But as long as we're saying it,
yeah,
that's the important thing.
Exactly.
And you're here because we're going to talk about the Cooch, which is the Manx Language Festival. But I have spotted a few things you've posted recently, either on Culture Vannin or Learn Manx, which is saying kind of what we've just said. The idea of Manx, it's not about you have to learn the entire language in order to be able to have a fluent conversation. What you've been pushing recently is just get little bits out there, haven't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Just to normalise the use of Manx because, you know, it's the indigenous language of the Isle of Man. It's been here over 1,500 years. It's very natural to want to be able to use some of it. And people often apologise to me when they find out I'm a Manx speaker and say, oh, I only know Moramai or Fastamai. And I say, well, that's brilliant. You know, that's a really good start. And you can always build on that. You can build gradually on it. And it's about how you use it. If you use it intentionally, like I, you know, go and basically say Moramai or Fastamai to people. And it certainly didn't come naturally to me to start doing that because I grew up speaking English. I didn't start learning Manx until I was in my 20s. So I, you know, went through, didn't learn it at school either. So for me, I had to stop going for the easiest thing to say, which was just hi or hello or something like that in English, and to really consciously make an effort to say Moramai or Fastamai. So people can make a massive difference just by using it in intentional ways.
And there's some really fun ways of learning little bits of Manx that you've got online now as well. So you don't necessarily have to go to classes, although it is a really good way to learn. You can also use the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. So learnmanx.com has a plethora of resources. So lots of little sound files. You can go onto the spoken dictionary and find words there. There are online lessons. There is a really good resource, I think. It was one of my favourite ones to recommend called Podcast Gilgach. And you find that through the Learn and independent learning section of the website, but there's loads of stuff out there. And so however you want to start, there are different ways of getting into the language.
And we drop little bits in here and there here on Manx Radio. You'll hear us say things like Fastamai, Moramai, as you just mentioned. We'll sometimes say, in Hampshire, the weather today, in Hampshire, Dew. You'll have heard that, the days of the week, as we were just saying. And you'll often hear Andy drop little bits in as well. And of course, we've got the sort of the mix of some part English, part Manx broadcasting as well with different programmes. You're on Gollasgagan quite often.
Yeah, once a month I come in and I'm a guest co-presenter along with Phil Gorn. There's definitely lots, and I think that, as you say, that the small intentional use of it being peppered through all the Manx radio programs all the way through the day is really, really significant. It does actually make a big difference for people because they just hear it normalizes the use of Manx, and it's really great. So yendasach jintamai.
Well, it's also
wonderful
fun,
well done,
isn't
yes, it is
yeah. You know, learning a little bit of Manx is really good fun, I have to say
it
that
is.
And being able to just, you know, sort of meet someone in the street that you know might have a bit of Manx at them as well, and just say the odd word here and there and try it out. It's just, it's a really, really good laugh. And one of the ways you can do that is by taking part in the Cooch, which is the Manx Language Festival. And this is not just for fluent Manx speakers by any stretch of the imagination, is it?
No, absolutely. Anyone can get involved. It doesn't matter if you've lived here all your life or have moved over to the Isle of Man today, whether you've, you know, always spoken Manx or you've never, ever spoken a single word of Manx, there will be something for you to get involved with. And from all ages as well, from little children right through to any age at all. So it runs from the 5th to the 9th of November this year, all over the island, lots of different events across the island. And there are 25 events taking place, 22 of which are free to attend. So lots and lots of things to go to. And I thought I'd mention what Cooch meant as well and how to spell it as well if people want to Google. It's COOIS for sugar, H for hotel. So what that means, it's got lots of different meanings. And in fact, this is one of the words that's just been added to the Oxford English Dictionary not that long ago. In the Oxford English Dictionary, the definition is given as, I think, something like a little cosy chat or a get together. And you can use it for that, absolutely. But it also has the meaning of a subject, matter or cause. So in many ways, it's a perfect name for the festival because it is about bringing people together, getting the community together and speaking and learning Manx and celebrating the language of the Isle of Man. But it's also, you know, a good kind of opportunity to spread awareness of the Manx language as well. So in that way, a subject matter or cause is also very appropriate for the language festival's name.
So that works really well. Koosh, yeah. Have a koosh. You can say have a koosh.
You can absolutely say have a koosh. Yeah. Christy, we're going to have a little koosh.
I love that.
Little
that's
koosh.
Adorable. Well, we're going to talk about some of the events that you can go to shortly. So do stick around to hear about what you can go to. But before we move on, I just want to ask you about something because yes. We were just chatting off air. Mm. You've been working on a very exciting project for the Girl Guides and the Scouts.
I have. Yeah, absolutely. So, well, one of my friends called Ruth, great name, in Wales, she got in touch with me and said, well, backtrack. I'm going to say how I met her. I was giving a talk to Parliament in UK over online. So they have like different work sectors and their language sector. Lots of people came out to find about Cornish and Manx. It was a Zoom talk. And this girl called Ruth, or woman called Ruth, came along and she emailed me after. I didn't know her before. And she said, oh, I've got loads of great ideas that we do here in Cymru, in Wales, for Cymraeg, the Welsh language. And one of the things she said was there's a brownie badge for the Welsh language. You don't have to, it's an absolute entry level, getting some, you know, confidence in speaking Cymraeg. And I thought, oh, that would be really good to do for Manx. But I'm going to chat to the Island Commissioner for Girl Guiding and see what she thinks. So I chatted to her, Sue Simpson, and said, what do you think? And she said, let's do an entire badge from Rainbows, who are about 4, right through to Rangers, who are 18, and then also do it for the Scouts as well. So from Beavers, who are 4 onwards, and then to Explorer Scouts, who are 18. So you've got this whole massive 14-year age range. And I thought, right, OK, I'm going to write this. So normally I work with adults in my work, and that's really just because there are other organisations and different parts of, so Department of Education, Sport and Culture obviously teach Manx through their peripatetic team. You've got the Bun Scoil Gilgach in St John's, the Manx Language Primary School. But for adult education, there wasn't as much being, you know, provided. So that's my usual remit that I do. But I also wear a secondary and primary school hat because that's what I've got training in, is secondary teaching. So I thought, I think I'm quite well placed to write this badge. So I wrote it from scratch. There wasn't any Manx language badge of this kind. In fact, there's not many language badges full stop within guiding or scouts. And I thought, this is really an area we could do that. So thanks to generous charitable funding from Rotary Charitable Trust Douglas, because Culture Vannin is a charity. And so, you know, it's really helpful to have funding from the likes of the Rotary Club. We were able to do it. So I wrote a designated handbook. It's got about 40 pages. There's tons of activities that people can do, and they're all, you just choose which ones suit your unit best. All the instructions are in there. I worked with Vicky Webb from Crumpets and Crab Sticks to design some really beautiful flashcards and colouring sheets. And there are 3 main sections. So there's greetings, introductions, and how are you? There are numbers, and then the 3rd section is talking about likes, dislikes, and foods and drinks. So we've had the first unit who've done the badge, Douglas Fifth Brownies, or Fifth Douglas Brownies, I should say. And they did really, really well, and they've got the badge, and we're doing it island-wide, but also people could do it outside of the island as well, because there's a designated website or page with tons of resources. So people want to have a look at that, have a little skeet, go to learnmanx.com/badge, and you'll find everything there.
I've had a look at it in the background. It is wonderful. There's loads of fun stuff on there.
Get admired,
do go
Christy.
Check it out. So we'll have scouts and brownies and all sorts running around with the little Manx badges on, which is
absolutely
great.
Yeah, they've got a lovely, lovely embroidered one which says Gilgaboo, and Gilgaboo means hooray for
hooray
the Manx language.
Manx. Yeah. So good. Well, speaking of, don't go anywhere because we're going to chat more about Koosh in a minute and find out what some of those events are that you can go to and enjoy. But I thought it would be appropriate if we play a song by Bisky Brisht, who are one of the bands on the island who celebrate the Manx language and who often write songs in the Manx language. So we're going to have Naba na Smoo. What does that mean, Ruth?
It's kind of, well, Naba is like when you say don't say, and then Smoo can be like more, so I suppose it's like don't say anything more.
Well, have a think about that while you listen to this from Bisky.
Naba na Smoo Ta mi as machil Chumal.
It is the wonderful Bisky Brish Nabana Smoo here on Manx Radio. We're talking all about the Manx language. And we're doing that because the Cush is fast approaching the Manx Language Festival. So we've gotten Grenada with us, Ruth Kegan-Gale, the Manx Language Development Officer. Is that the correct full title there?
Yes. Yeah, I do like Grenada more, I suppose, because of what it means in English, which is the encourager or the motivator.
Brilliant.
Yes. Well, you have to encourage people when it's things like minority languages, you know, to use it, to not be frightened or shy, you know, come on, you can do it.
Yeah.
So that is what I spend a lot of my time doing through my development work, is encouraging people and motivating them and spreading the seeds of an idea.
It's true. And I have to say, Ruth does make all of the classes very encouraging and heck fun. It's just awesome fun. Seriously, it's good fun. So Cush is approaching. It starts on Monday. There's a whole
Wednesday.
Sorry, Wednesday. That's not
okay.
Monday.
You're just excited. You want it.
I've got it in front
every
of
day.
Me as well.
That's okay.
Gilgdachle. But Wednesday it starts. I've got it in front of me here and everything. Just highlight a few of the events, because as you mentioned, there's more than 20 of them. So what are some of the biggies?
Well, there are lots of different things that even if you don't have any Manx yet, you can totally access. So if you look at Wednesday, for example, there's a lecture at the Eye Museum at 6 until 7 p.m. and that's looking at how what Manx can tell us about revival and identity, and that's a really interesting lecture in English. So As well as that, we've got things like a talk, which is on Thursday night at the Air and Arts Centre between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. That's being delivered by me on behalf of Culture Vannon, and that's about common Manx place names, and it's called What's in a Name? Manx Language and a Sense of Place. Looking forward as well, looking at other things that people can do. Well, on Friday morning at Manon Music Studio in Pulrose, which is just above the pub in Pulrose, there is a lovely session for children aged, from birth until 4 years old with a parent or carer, and that's Manx Songs and Rhymes for Mini Musicians, and that's a way of learning Manx very easily through songs and rhymes. Lots of repetition, really, really fun, and that's run by Manon Music, and Mini Musicians by Manon Music, but you have to book on that one for sure, because it's very popular. What else could you go to enjoy? On the Friday night as well, there's a song night from 8 o'clock at the Masonic Hall. That one's £5 on the door. It's got Manx Gaelic Choir Curjan Cujach, and the name means friends together, and also much loved folk group The Mollag Band, so that's a really nice one as well. And on the Saturday, the 8th of November, there's the opportunity to come and paint a Manx language mural, and that's in the St Patrick's Isle Suite in the House of Mananan. If you're not sure where that is, just ask someone on the desk, they'll help you. And that is with Kate Somerville. It's a drop-in event, so people can come and create a community mural that celebrates the Manx language. And you don't have to be a Manx speaker to take part by any means, but you're going to be celebrating Manx. Children are very welcome, but they must be accompanied. And that's taking place from 10 until 4 on Saturday the 8th. And then also there are some workshops from 10 until 4. So you can choose from singing workshops, so Christmas song workshops, or traditional Manx Gaelic song workshops, or a come and try Manx workshop. And those are with me at Thai De Vey, which is in Peel, on Tynwald Road. All the information is on the website as well, and I'll give you that in just a sec. From 11 till 4, also Munja Vega will be doing lots of different things. Munja Vega are an educational charity, and their name means little people. So it's another thing we would use to say hello to the little people at Fairy Bridge. And they're running lots of different things. They'll be in the Peel Methodist Church and the Guild Room on Athol Street, Peel. And as part of that, there'll be a community launch for the Year of the Manx Language, and lots of opportunities to find out what's going to be going on, as well as a talk between 1 and 1:30, which will be in the church part. And on the Sunday, there's also a session in the evening at 4:30 till 6:30 at Black Dog Oven in Peel.
And those are ones I just,
yeah, they're really good, aren't they? Those are just ones I brought out that I think you don't need any Manx to access those, and you can learn lots of Manx as you go. So there's tons around, and then there's also things for people to practice their Manx that they already have as well. Should you wish to find out about the Cush and also find that program, you can go to www.learnmanx.com/Cush, and Cush is spelt COOI. S for sugar, H for hotel.
Wonderful.
And there are also some physical ones around the island, and they are bilingual. So you flip them over, one side's in English, flip it to 180 degrees, and the other side is in Manx.
And that's also a really good way to learn little bits of Manx, because you can sort of cross-reference as you go, as you look at the programme, which is great. And of course, all of this is even more important this year, because we're fast approaching the Year of the Manx Language. So there's going to be loads going on next year, I'm absolutely sure. But just sort of like as a little nod to that, if someone's listening and they don't have any Manx at all, what's a really simple way of them introducing a couple of little bits of Manx into their day?
Well, there's various things you could do. Of course, as I said before, if you know Mara Mai or you know Fasta Mai, i.e. good morning or good afternoon, good evening. So Fasta Mai can be used for good evening as well. You could start to use those in intentional ways. You could greet people when you're out a dog walk or when you go into a shop or whatever. You could also use Gura Mai Ed, which is Gura Mai Ed fast, and that means thank you to one person. And that's a really nice way of using some Manx in intentional ways. You know, when you get on the bus and you thank the driver and things like that. So you could do that. If you've got kids, you could do, I don't know whether people do this with kids because I don't have my own children, but I do countdowns with my classes, even with my adults. I do a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown. You could replace that with Manx. You could go Queg, which is 5, Queg, Kier, 3, Geese, Nen, and you can find all the numbers on the Learn Manx website as well to learn. And in fact, do you know what? You could actually have a look at that aforementioned Girl Guiding and Scouts badge. Go and have a look at the handbook if you want to, because there's tons of actual things you could do, little games, little colouring in things. Learn a bit of Manx yourself through that. Why not?
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. And I have to say, it does enrich your life. It's just a wonderful thing to do. As ever, Gurumai Mored, Ruth.
As she said,
you go to learnmanx.com/Koosh to find out about all the events. And we'll keep you posted across this week and next week as well. So it all starts on Wednesday. Have a fabulous time, won't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You too. I'm sure I'll see you there, Christy.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.